Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, bicultural cooking instructor and food writer Sandra Gutierrez talks with Storyline associate Marisa Estelrich. Born in Philadelphia and raised in Guatemala, Sandra has been a resident of North Carolina for 30 years and considers herself a Southern Latina. Today, she describes how food can help to bridge cultural differences and show us our commonality.
Bueno, Sandra, es un honor tenerte aquí.
Muchas gracias. Sandra, it is an honor to have you here today.
Thank you very much.
Before this recording, I was briefly explaining to you what the Echo Network and Storyline are about, and you commented that your book has a lot in common with our mission.
Es linda la misión que tienen ustedes.
Your mission is really good. And yes, my book, The New Southern Latino Table, gathers 150 recipes that I myself created conscientiously, taking into account all the similarities that I found among all sorts of Latino food and culinary traditions of the South, with the intention of bringing people together through food, sitting around a table where we can all share a wonderful conversation and discuss our similarities. It is much easier to find our commonality when we discover all that we actually have in common. It is then that we realize that we are not all that different, that we all enjoy a good meal. After that, it is much easier to start discussing other topics. We all love our families and sitting at the table to savor good food, and all that brings us together to begin with. Then we can talk about our differences, but after, we have established a friendship through food. In some way, my intention was to do away with all the stereotypes associated with Latinos, especially here in the South. Because if you were to talk to somebody from California, you would see all this doesn't mean a thing to them. It has been a part of their lives for many decades. In the South, however, it is a new phenomenon. That is why I include a lot of history in the book, a lot of history about the recipes, their origins, and how they came to happen, because I believe it is important. Food allows us to travel to other places. It allows us to visit new cultures. Through food, we can teach culture, history, and many other interesting things. We Latinos are here to stay. We have lived here for a long time, but as I state in the introduction of the book, we don't have to forget where we came from, but we also have to embrace the place where we now live, because now we also belong here. My message to Latinos is, above all, learn and master the English language, because to be able to communicate is a true gift. The people in the South are giving us a warm welcome, and so, yes, it is great for us to teach them and share our culture with them, but it is also important for us to show interest in what they can share with us. That is why my book celebrates both cultures. When somebody asks me where I am from, I have a hard time replying, because I am Latina, but I also belong to the South.
Soy Latina, pero soy sureña también.
Listen to other stories from our community at storylineproject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salem Town, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.